Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, here in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. It is Microdose Monday. And obviously, it's my favorite topic because I'm mushroom obsessed. And I feel like there's not enough education out there, not just on psilocybin, because we treat that differently than we would any other mushroom. But you guys, there are hundreds of thousands of mushrooms out there that can benefit your body. I mean, the ranges of what they can target in your body are incredible. So I want you guys to do some research because the magic mushroom isn't the only thing you should be considering. I do personally pair my psilocybin with other nootropic mushroom benefits, like the lion's mane, the reishi, chaga. There's a list of quite a few. And not all mushroom products are the same. There is a lot going around about mushroom coffee. You guys need to do your research because what happens, a psilocybin mushroom, if you guys have ever had the experience, I've not, of taking like a macro dose. If you ate shrooms with your friends or you know someone who did, you guys just pick up the mushroom and you eat the whole thing and you're having a great time, right? You feel that experience. Psilocybin is a very different product than your everyday mushroom, okay? Because we're not going for like, you know, the, what's the word I'm thinking of, you guys? We're not going for the beta glucan experience. Okay. So when you are taking, that's the beta glucans are the ones that's how you're getting your benefit from other mushrooms, like other, you know, your reishi or lion's mane, all those things. So you want to look for extracts, not powders. However, psilocybin is digested very different. And they're very different compounds with different pathways of digestion, okay? So psilocybin is really something that is for your brain health, and that's not where beta-glucans shine. So psilocybin is a specific species of mushrooms, and when it's ingested, it's metabolized into psilocin, okay? Enzymes in the liver, and psilocin is the actual compound that's responsible for like psychedelic effects, okay? And no matter what, whether you're microdosing or macrodosing, it's interacting with the serotonin receptors. Okay. So if you want a product that's going to alter your mood, your mindset, your creativity, just your brain space, that's going to help you heal through the trauma, your depression, your anxiety, psilocybin is the way to go. And I asked you guys what questions you had for me this week on this topic, and we'll start with the one that was posted public first. And I'm trying to remember all of the things because I absolutely did not write it down. But I think the experience was, how does your body feel, your physical body, when you are microdosing? Okay, so we're taking sub-perceptual doses, right? Tiny amount, like 0.4 milligrams of psilocybin, very tiny, 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 minuscule amounts. And there are various effects for people. A lot of people report that they have increased energy, that they feel more alert when they're microdosing, they're more energized. Most days I can attest to this. Absolutely improved mood. It contributes to like a sense of well-being and improved mood because it is affecting the serotonin receptors. There's not another mushroom product that is going to touch your brain like this. There's just not. And it's going to help with enhanced creativity. So when you have cognitive flexibility, it's going to indirectly affect your physical energy levels and overall well-being because you just genuinely feel good. So you open up that creative part of who you are. And there is a level of reduced inflammation And that's, there hasn't been as much research, okay? The studies that are being done with psilocybin are more on, you know, studies of PTSD, depression, anxiety, those kinds of things, but it does have some anti-inflammatory properties, okay? So this is going to benefit your overall health. But like I said, there's a mushroom for everything. So I encourage you guys, I'll share it in the link in this episode too. The best product I found, and the reason I say it's the best is because it is not a powder. It is actually an extract. So you're getting the important part of this mushroom, okay? So if you have a company that is taking the cheap way out, and a lot of the MLMs I'm running into, they're taking the cheap way. So they're using mycelium, and that's a filler, and they can't separate it. So you're getting a lot of filler when you're supposed to be getting product. Okay. So you're getting a lot of filler, which is not going to help with your inflammation and stuff. So if you're taking reishi, but it's the fruiting bodies, because that's a very cheap way to produce mushrooms, and you're getting a lot of that, so they can mass produce, right? Because it's cheap and it's fast. But you're missing like the actual important part of the beta glucans. Okay. That's a soluble fiber found in the cell walls of the mushroom, and they're not digested in the stomach or the small intestine like other nutrients. They pass into the large intestine, where they, you know, go through fermentation by your gut bacteria. So it produces the short chain fatty acids, and that's going to have various health benefits. Okay. That's going to support your gut health, reduce cholesterol levels. Plus you're getting the actual benefit of the mushroom that you're taking. So you want to find a product that has been extracted, okay, and that has been grown in its natural substrate. I put the link here for the ones that I think are top tier, okay, because they have a high level ratio of extraction. I'll also share my favorite mushroom coffee, which he has taken a great job. He's very passionate about this, and he calls out a lot of other people for having fillers in their stuff as well. So outside of those other mushroom benefits, I feel like if you're looking for more of a body experience, like you want the anti-inflammatory, you want the, you know, immune support, you want all those things, you want to look into different types of mushrooms, which is cool because they're all legal and a lot easier to get your hands on. So my first question is, outside of the public question, is these I did write down. How do you get magic mushrooms? Okay. So my first piece of advice is to find a weed guy. Okay. If it is not decriminalized in your area, find a weed guy. You know, don't show up at a dispensary. I'm talking like your cousin's neighbor's sister's husband who grows weed and has for decades. Okay. Because the weed guys normally know where to point you when it comes time to finding the psilocybin. That's where I started. I do have someone who actually has access to them in a county that is decriminalized, and there's quite a few counties opening up. You guys could do the research on Google to figure out what's opening up where, but there is actually a lot of places that are decriminalized the mushrooms. So, I don't give his information out, but I will absolutely, if you message me, I will be a third party connector. Okay. If you're ready to try the microdosing. And the next question, we did the physical body. You're getting the increased energy. What part of your brain is affected? Okay. If you guys go onto Google, you're going to find a lot of research. You have to dig, and you have to dig deep, and you have to ask the right questions. But I promise if you're obsessed and you give a shit, you're going to do it and you're going to find it. But what psilocybin does is it affects your default mode network. Okay. This is your autopilot. And that's a network of brain regions that are involved in, you know, where your mind is wandering off or your introspection. And it reduces activity there, leading to a decrease in that self-referential thoughts. Okay. It's increasing your cognitive flexibility, really. Like, it's expanding your brain activity. And psilocybin, that is the actual active compound in the magic mushrooms, that acts primarily on serotonin receptors, okay? And you can see they do a lot of brain studies. From your first initial dose, there are things that happen in your brain. And it's not something that you physically feel. So you're not going to feel high. You're not going to feel anything. There's no like body buzz. There's no head buzz. There's no feeling of, you know, anything other than all of a sudden just connectedness. And what's happening, that's because your brain is having this new functional connectivity happening in certain regions. And that's, it's going through your sensory processing, your emotional regulation, your cognitive control. And that's why people are having a positive effect on their mood, their cognition, their perception. And so you have an enhanced cognitive response, and this is going to improve your mood. It's the neuroplasticity. That's probably my favorite word. This is your brain's ability to reorganize and form new connections. So it's breaking up the default mode network. It's, if you feel like you've been on the hamster wheel and you're doing everything in repeat, but you have this awareness of like, man, I really want to stop this pattern. This is where you need to be. Microdosing would be your next step. Now, if you haven't even recognized that you're on a field of repeat, then I wouldn't say this is your next step. It is about coming into that awareness of like being able to recognize your bullshit patterns, okay? Calling yourself out on your bullshit patterns. Because I recommend when you start a microdosing experience, I recommend that you set intention. What do you really want to work on? And every series of microdosing is different for me. Whether you find a weed guy or someone, any way you get psilocybin, I will send you a sheet of instructions on how to use it if you're just kind of lost. Because I promise the weed guy's not going to know. That dude eats a handful of them and trips balls whenever he feels like it. He's not done the research on microdosing. He doesn't give a fuck. Okay. So you want to go where someone has become obsessed with the experience and is actually there doing it with you. The things I experience is definitely, you know, the mood enhancement. I feel that. I feel new connections. I feel new responses. I'm not reactive. Next question. How does your personal and professional life heal from the benefits? Well, everybody's individual response is going to vary. Okay. If you are someone who hasn't recognized your patterns and you're just looking for a quick fix to feel something outside of yourself, you're going to be really disappointed because there's no like initial bomb that goes off in your life. It is just suddenly things start coming into your awareness. A time where you might have reacted and snapped at your husband, you just kind of don't. And it takes a couple times for you to be like, wow, I'm not snapping at him. And so I still notice things that have changed, that change as I microdose. You realize that your emotions aren't big, hairy, scary things to avoid. You just see what you need to feel and heal, and it's transformative. It puts things in a whole different perspective. And the fact that you feel connected to everything, like you, there's a just this, it's like a warm hug. You suddenly just feel connected. There is a lot of gratitude and intention that I put when I am microdosing, and I think everybody should start there, of just gratitude and intention. And communicating with yourself about expectations, right? But if you're someone who is expecting just that immediate thing, this is not, you're not ready for this. You're not ready for that. You're not ready for the healing, right? But as far as how it's going to affect your life, if you are open to this, you're going to have that enhanced creativity. You're going to have the improved mood. You're going to have increased focus and productivity. Honestly, I've got an enhanced emotional insight, and there's a level of peace that comes with this. I was literally on the phone with someone yesterday who was just kind of in a toxic spiral, and I couldn't even put into words how unbothered I was by so many things she thought should be pulling me down. And it just unbothered is the biggest word I could use to describe, like, everybody's going through shit. Everybody's in the arena. And if you want to be able to go through life feeling unbothered by the dumb shit, okay, because your family's out of control, there's drama over here, Microdosing is definitely that space of like, just I'm unbothered. I know I need to take care of myself. It has made self-love a priority. It has made, you know, my happiness my responsibility. Definitely the emotional insight is huge, but it's going to help with stress reduction, anxiety relief. I know so many people, this is the number one thing that people come to me for microdosing is anxiety. Everyone is like off the wall experiencing this. And so this is the biggest, probably the biggest help. I can't even tell you guys the last time I had an experience of where I was feeling anxious. And sometimes it can still happen, but I don't let it go off the rocker, right? Like I'm not hiding at home under my blanket, rocking back and forth, refusing to go to the grocery store. I've been actually doing all the things without even thinking twice about it. It doesn't control my life anymore. It's like, it doesn't exist until I bring it into my awareness. So I think it's improved my decision-making. It's improved my performance, my just overall well-being. It increases your openness. Like you can see where people are. That's part of what made a conversation I had yesterday tough, because I could see where someone was and I couldn't sign off on the bullshit anymore. Like some people just need a reminder that they have to take responsibility, and it's tough love and it sucks because, you know, you're the person that's going to take the hit. You know, you're an asshole for telling the truth. You're a dick for doing this to me. And, you know, it takes a lot to be able to carry the weight of that. But when I'm microdosing, I don't even feel it. I don't feel it. The last question is, how does it affect sex and libido? I've never looked at research on that for what they have done on studies, but what I have heard and through experience, you're obviously going to have like enhanced intimacy. You're going to feel more connected with any experience you're having, whether that's physical or emotional. And just your mindset is so different. So I think this is something that absolutely can enhance any relationship, not just on a physical level of closeness, but even that emotional intimacy, which is important. And as long as you have that, I mean, obviously your sex life is improved. If you are open and there's a level of trust, it's a whole lot different. So think about it. If you are not depressed and you're not anxious, you're probably going to have an increased mood. So, you know, you're going to feel more open and positive about sex. There isn't anything that says it's going to hurt that part of your life. So if that's something you're worried about, no, this absolutely will be something that improves on this. And it does, you know, because of the cortisol and oxytocin. Okay. These are things that influence sexual function. Ideally, psilocybin, it like modulates your hormone levels. Okay. So this is a positive for you. But that's, you know, with all of this, you guys, I just want to make it very clear that I am not a doctor and this is for entertainment purposes only. You need to do your research. You need to talk to who you need to talk to make this okay for you. But I am absolutely willing to answer any questions and absolutely willing to help guide you on your microdosing journey. But I do think the most important thing is that you guys are setting intention. Intention, why do you want to microdose? Ask yourself this question. And I mean, literally write it down. Ask yourself the question of why you want to microdose. What are your expectations? And are they real expectations that you can put up against everything I just said, where you're not going to have that, you know, experience of feeling high? In fact, a lot of the people that I work with are like me, and they don't like to feel any out of body experience, any body high, any mind buzz. Like they don't like that. And that's how I feel. And that's why this has been so good for me. And navigating your dose, I work with you on that as well. Okay. If you weigh 300 pounds, your microdose is going to look a little different than mine. Okay. If you weigh 80 pounds, your microdose is going to look a little different than mine. So it's not always a one size fits all. And, you know, we ballpark that. We definitely have to play with your dose a little bit, and that takes a couple weeks. So I ask that you come into this with patience, with your intentions to know, like, we're going to find your perfect setting. And it's 4 days out of the week that you microdose. You're fully functional. It's not something that's going to impair your vision or your reaction time, like you're actually probably more aware than you have been. Your heightens are, you know, your senses are heightened, your heightens are sensed, your senses are heightened, which is an incredible experience for overall human existence. Okay. But just, you know, the worst thing that happens if your first dose is a little too much on a microdosing level, the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to yawn a lot. That's the first sign of like, whoa, I took too much. So if I get you started on a program and you're like, Brandon, I yawned all day today. Easy peasy. We're going to scale back your dose a little bit. Okay. And once we get you to the point where you're not yawning, that's probably your perfect setting. You know, people ask me, this wasn't one of the questions that actually came up and I'm surprised, but people ask me, how long do you microdose for? Well, I do, several weeks on, and then I take a few weeks off, and then I just listen to the intention of where I'm at, because what's happening is the programming in my brain is becoming permanent. I'm creating new pathways of communication. And when I like what's happening, when I like that I'm not responsive and reactive, my brain, okay, my subconscious is like, hey girl, this feels good. And so we keep going back to that because my brain knows that's what I want. I like this. That's what I'm going to focus on. I like that I'm not reactive. I like that I'm not losing my shit. I like that I'm not anxious. I like that I'm not freaking out. I like that. I like that I can be present. I like that I can, you know, show up. I like that I can always move from one thing to the next. I like how all of a sudden I'm not obsessed with time. I like how I wake up and I know that there's enough time to do everything, all the things. I can get them done. Just being able to be present, you guys, I think it's the biggest gift. And you start noticing these things and it starts becoming like your new autopilot. I like my new autopilot. And when I'm ready to level up, you know, I take a few weeks off and, you know, I was starting 75 hard. It was the perfect time to get back on my microdose schedule because 75 hard is fucking hard. It's hard. And I'm tempted sometimes to microdose 7 days a week, but I do know that 4 days a week is the max for me. I can feel resistance in my body if I try to push more than that. And this is why it's such a personal experience, because you figure that shit out for yourself too. And it's not going to hurt you. I mean, you're very safe. If anything, you're going to feel the most safe you've ever felt. So it's hilarious because so many people have anxiety. I have a girl that, you know, got her product, got her instructions, and didn't take it for like 6 weeks because she had such anxiety. And the minute she took it, she messaged me and she's like, you're a bitch. And I'm like, I told you, because she just wasted another 6 weeks of her life when she had the answer right there. All of a sudden there was no anxiety, you know? And when you wake up and you just start feeling good about yourself, you start treating yourself better. You just do. Like, it's made it so much easier for me to recognize ways to honor my body. It has brought me closer to, you know, my relationship with God has grown. I definitely feel that pull of, you know, walking with Jesus. I feel that. I feel that draw. Like, I was meant to be connected to him this whole time. And this was the thing that just finally plugged him in, right? Kind of lit up the God gene within me. I'd been, you know, I was after something for so long. I was chasing everything outside of myself. And microdosing is what made me realize that I had everything. You have everything. You're born with everything you need. Everything. You want a healthy body? It's in you. Stop blaming everything else around you. If you want the healthy body, it's in you to do that. If you want, you know, to feel good and be successful and have peace and have joy and have, you know, boundless amounts of love, this is all in you. I wasn't born with any more magic than you. We all had a level playing field, and it is bringing that into our awareness of what are we going to do with this? Maybe, you know, the sport we're playing is different, but we all have the same opportunities and present choices to make. And that's it. It's just taking that massive responsibility to say, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for this. A lot of my clients come here because they want to go through the healing. They've got the trauma. A lot of the studies that I have found, most of it is, you know, veterans with PTSD, and it's been their biggest source of research. In fact, this is how this even came to me. One of my friends was in the service and actually microdosed. And this is how several years ago, this was even brought into my awareness where I was like, oh, I should try this. I've never looked back. So a lot of the research I know comes from, you know, soldiers that have PTSD, and this is their level of healing. And it's shown a lot of different things, like, you know, the suicide rate is down when they're doing research on what psilocybin does for the brain, and just the quality of life. It changes their perspective. Like, you can get outside of all the bullshit and all the programming and all the, you know, everything that happens when you're set up to be a soldier. You could deprogram from that and actually connect to everything that matters. And that's like stepping outside of yourself and just kind of breathing in outside. I think part of my intention, every morning I walk out barefoot, I take the microdose, and even if it's taking out the cat shit, right? Cleaning cat boxes, I'm barefoot. If that's my opportunity, barefoot, just to stand in that intention of like, what do I want to pray for? What is the healing that I'm after? And a lot of people come to me because they want to heal that trauma. And it's a whole new awareness of like, wow, I'm really stuck on something that isn't serving me. Like, all of a sudden, all the connections to anything toxic just fall to the side. And you can heal and you can feel. And when you go through an experience where you're sad or mad, you don't have a desire to suppress it. You don't want to hide it. You want to experience it. You want to allow yourself the moments to feel the feelings. And this is why the world is so fucked right now, because we take all of the feelings and all these emotions and we suppress them, and your body is sick. Disease is when your body is not at ease. You are not meant to be sick. You're not meant to be fucked up. And if you are, then we start addressing that. What is the root of the problem? It's trapped emotion. And then you've got big pharma shoveling fucking antidepressants down your mouth just to numb you, but that emotion is still there. So you're still getting that fucked up feeling of just all this stuff packed in and buried for lifetimes and lifetimes. And microdosing is a way just to start peeling away the layers. That's it. Where you realize, like, it is that emotional awareness where, you know, my mom asked me last night, and if you guys know my story, if you don't know my story, you need to read my book, Once Upon a Time, Bitches. I explain it there. I won't get into the story, but I'm talking to my mom last night, you know, and she's like, you guys know, no matter what, I've always loved you. And I'm like, yeah, to your capacity, mom. Like, I see that. I see that. I know for her, that was love. Like, that was her version of love. I know she loves us, but I'm going to be honest, you guys, you cannot love anyone if you cannot love yourself. And that counts for your kids. So if you're a mom right now and you're just disconnected and you're not focused on healing, because I know it hurts. I know it hurts when sometimes we have to face the truth that we fucking hurt our kids. I know, you guys, I've hurt my kids. I know that. It hurts. And the easy thing is to pack it in, shut it down, walk away, you know, to protect yourself. We get into self-preservation mode. When you're microdosing, you don't fuck with that anymore. You don't get into self-preservation mode. You just say, hey, this sucked. You don't have a desire to stay there. You want to heal it and you want to move forward. And that's why I think it's important, especially if you're going to start a microdosing journey, to get around people that are moving in a forward momentum. I'm not saying everybody you talk to has to be this crazy, driven, entrepreneurial, crazy, positive, fucking thought leader. Okay. I'm just saying, if you're going to be with someone and spend time with them, and all they're going to do is cry about their past and their life every single time, that's someone who has no forward momentum. And I'm not saying we don't help our friends through their healing, but if it's a repetitive process, it's a lifestyle that they've chosen, right? That's toxic. And that's where we bring out that level of honest communication of like, you've got to get past this. And you have this emotional awareness where you could see that. No matter who has hurt you, you can see a perspective that you never would have been able to imagine before your brain started rewiring shit, okay? And I'm talking science shit happens to your brain, okay? That's the magic of psilocybin, is that it is a physical experience in your brain, but you're not going to feel high. You're not going to feel fucked up. There's no crazy side effects, unless getting your shit together and feeling connected and getting into harmony with God is a problem for you. I think that microdosing is the answer and would probably bring a lot of peace into the world, honestly. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit. You've got to be brave. It is scary, but you've got to be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the moment. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You're in the arena, bitch. Keep swinging.